This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, welcome into Gwen and Chris, hour number two of our Friday get-together. It's finally a Friday, and the Aztecs are on into the second round of the NCAA tournament. As I said earlier, my wife called from work right after the game, and she said, too close for comfort. She knew that I was probably going absolutely crazy in the front room watching the end of that game, and I was.
In the front room, I love it.
Front room, what should I have called it?
No, I don't know. What do you, Tony, have like 18 rooms to watch TV in?
You have been to my house. How many rooms do I have? About four?
Like three.
Yeah, I have a front room, a kitchen, and a bedroom. Those are my rooms. So, I was sweating it out a little bit. I think all Aztec fans were. But they prevailed in the end. Anytime you tell me that the Aztecs have to make 9 or 10 straight free throws down the stretch to clinch a game,
it's nervous.
It's pretty nerve-wracking, but they made them. Jaden Ledee mostly. Lamont Butler hit a couple of big ones. The Aztecs led by 12 in the second half, but could they make it easy on us? No. Of course not. They had to go into one of their famous slumps. They didn't make a basket for about a half an hour. UAB came back. Butta Johnson shooting the lights out for UAB. His name is Butta.
Yep.
He hit 5 threes, put them ahead. They were actually up by 3 a couple of different times, UAB.
They were.
But every time
late
they got
too.
Up, Ledee answered with a difficult shot at the other end. And then they hit some free throws and got some stops to win the ball game 69-65. So, next up for the Aztecs, will it be Yale or Auburn? That is still very much to be determined. We have 15 minutes, 39 seconds to go in that game. Yale just took a brief lead. Now Auburn has hit 2 free throws, and it is Auburn 45, Yale 44. Like I said,
it's a good game.
Like I said last year when Furman knocked out Virginia, I'm not proud. I don't care who the Aztecs have to beat to advance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
And they got a lot of things fall their way last year. Furman beat Virginia. Arizona got knocked out early. They ended up having to play Creighton instead of them. Florida Atlantic was in Purdue's spot.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they got some lucky breaks.
Yeah.
But does anybody go back to last year and go, you know, the only reason we made the final is because they got lucky. No. Look back on last year and say it was the greatest thing you've ever seen.
Lucky breaks are supposed to happen to the teams that go far in the tournament. You can't go far if you don't get lucky breaks.
Part of it. It's a little part of it. But anyway, Yale and Auburn right now, we'll keep an eye on that. The other game is really good, too. 14 minutes left. Colorado 59, Florida 58. So there's two really good games going right now. Those are the only two in the bracket. By the way, Scrabe,
what?
Quick bracket update. You are very, very good so far. 16-6. You are leading along with who else? My wife at 16-6. She's, remarkable at this.
Yes.
I'm 14-8. So you got a 2-game lead over me.
That's
right
nothing.
Now. It's early.
It's
early in the bracket.
You know what's going to help
me
a lot?
Well, everybody took Kentucky, right?
Well, I took them far.
Oh, you did. Yeah, that may hurt you.
But the only thing that's going to save me is if Dayton keeps winning. Because if Dayton keeps winning, I'm scoring points that a lot
nobody
of
else is
aren't.
Scoring.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah.
Well, the bracket, you know, like I said, when I left here yesterday, I was feeling pretty good. I was like 10-2 or something. But my bracket's taken a lot of hits.
It makes me
since
feel,
yesterday.
It makes me feel weird when I look at my bracket and then like there's one quadrant that has all green on it, and then there's another quadrant that just looks like a big red mess because I've gotten every game wrong.
Yeah, I use a yellow highlighter to put my team when they advance.
Okay.
A lot of yellow yesterday morning. I haven't used the highlighter much
see.
Since then.
Let me see.
It's a little light.
Oh, okay.
It's a little light.
Hey, it looks better than the red, let me tell you.
All right. We got winners. We got losers. Mostly losers when it comes to the Daily Gambit today. We'll fill you in right now.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Got to read, got to let you know about this before we get into it, but you can join 97.3 The Fan on Thursday, March 28th for the Padres home opener versus the San Francisco Giants. We'll be broadcasting live from Baja Rick's Cantina, located on the corner of 6th and L in the Gas Lamp. Festivities kick off at 6 a.m. with Ben Woods, followed by Annie and Elston from 10 a.m. to noon. We'll be giving away tickets to the Padres-Cardinals game on April 2nd. Plus, there will be Blue Moon, Coors Light, and Topo Chico specials and breakfast served from 6 to 10 a.m. That's Thursday, March 28th at Baja Rick's Cantina on the corner of 6th and L in the Gas Lamp, brought to you by Blue Moon. Celebrate responsibly. On the chat, Chris, we had Sandy said, these 3 a.m. games this week have made it feel like it's been Friday the past 3 days. Absolutely true.
Well,
I'm struggling.
I told you when the week started, everybody.
I'm struggling.
I told everybody, if you didn't listen to me, it's on you. I told everybody at the beginning of the week, take Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday off this week.
You're right. We should
have.
You had
Padres, and today you had Aztecs. You should not be working.
I should have called in sick yesterday because I was so incredibly tired.
Yeah.
I hate
But you
that.
Post.
I do, but I don't know how great I was. Yesterday I went 0 for 5 with 4 strikeouts. And we'll see where today goes.
There's another game.
Yes, there
is. It's always another game.
All right. Daily Gambit. Let's go to the bets that we made yesterday. And we started with Texas and Colorado State. Texas were 3-point favorites in this game. And they won Texas won 56-44. Yeah. So we
pathetic.
Got those wrong.
I'm never betting on a Mountain West team in the tournament again.
Except for the Aztecs.
Yeah, they're the only. Well, they didn't even cover, too.
That's true. Yeah. Kansas minus 7.5 last night against Samford. We talked about this. Kansas won, but they did not cover. So we get this one wrong again because they won 93-89. And weren't even close. SDSU minus 7 over UAB. Chris chose the Aztecs. I chose the Aztecs. Aztecs win by 4, but do not cover.
Yeah, another loss.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just loss, loss, loss today.
I think this is my only win of the day, but it's UAB scoring 10 points first. Or who scores 10 points first in the game? You said UAB. I said Aztecs, and I got it right because the Aztecs did.
The Aztecs got to 10 first, and, you know, that's been a big problem for them is trailing early in the game by wide margins. That did not happen today. They were ahead throughout the first half. In fact, UAB never got a lead until midway through the second half.
Yeah.
So that was good to see. But, the Aztecs got to 10 first.
New Mexico, they played Clemson. New Mexico was actually favorites in this game by 2.5 points.
They sure didn't look like they were a favorite.
When I looked last, we both chose New Mexico because we thought they played so incredible in the Mountain West Championship. But the last I looked, it was 71-52 Clemson. Haven't seen the final score.
They won by 21.
Okay.
So it was ugly.
Last one, Denver Nuggets, 8-point favorites over the Knicks. We both chose the Knicks. We both shouldn't have because the Nuggets won by 13. It was a bad day for me.
Well, you were 1-5, and that was good compared to my 0-6. I'd like to see somebody try to get them all wrong. Not that easy.
It's not easy to get those wrong.
I went 0-6, and I had been having a great week. I was 11-4 going into yesterday.
Well,
now I'm 11-10.
Well, you're still ahead.
Yes, you are no better. You're 8-13.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yesterday
good.
Hurt us badly.
What was it? Last week I was pretty good.
You were great last week.
See, this is what betting does.
Do you want to update everybody on our NCAA tournament pool?
Yes,
I do. We have over 130 entries.
Yes.
You've got 16 points so far, as we just mentioned a little bit ago. I have 14. Who is leading the pool right now?
Who is, and by
I'm
the
sure
way,
it's neither you or I.
I have received many messages about the name of the pool, which is Gwen and Chris Bracket Challenge. Yes, I know there's an E at the end of challenge, but what happened was...
You didn't spell it right?
No, what happened was there's a character limit, and I didn't check it, and so I saved it. And it's challenge without the E, and so people are having
so everybody's
with that.
Giving you a hard time.
All right, so right now we have five teams in first. We have Rigo, Johnny, Dan, Valerie, and John. They all have 19 points.
19.
Guess who's at the top of the second place? Adam
Klug,
18 points. Anita, 18 points. Clint, right. 18 points. Basically.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
That's good picking out there.
I'm not even on the I'm
well,
not
Well, you're
on
16.
The
I'm 14. But all 19 right. out yeah. of 22 is very, very good.
Very good. Let me see what they did for their champion. They did the leader did Connecticut.
Okay.
So we'll keep an eye.
Most smart people did. All right. Here are our picks for today. Let's see if we can turn things around. A little later this afternoon, our friends, the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Nate Oates.
Taking on Charleston. In the first round.
I hear this could be a barn
burner. It's a 4-13 matchup. Of course, Charleston gave the Aztecs a very tough time last year. Alabama scores a ton of points, like 100 per game. Alabama's favored by 9. You know I'm taking Charleston here.
Mm.
Alabama's going to have memories of the Sweet 16.
I think so.
And they're going to get nervous, and Charleston's going to whoop them.
Oh, that's where you're going. I was going to say that they're going to avenge the Sweet 16.
Oh, no, they're not avenging anything.
I think Alabama.
They're going to take them.
It hasn't. I know that some of the lower seeds have won, but it hasn't been so
it hasn't
far
been chaos.
Too lower seed heavy.
Hasn't been chaos yet. Also later today, TCU -4 against Utah State. I don't know how you pick a team in the Mountain West Conference now.
I know.
Are you giving the TCU Braden Ciprinan sign?
I always do it wrong. But
you
yes,
love that. Yeah, you don't do it right. You're first. I mean,
TCU.
The Utah State is holding the dwindling flag of the Mountain West Conference. Only two teams are left, the Aztecs and them.
I'm going to keep my pride in the Mountain West. And I'm gonna
You're
going to
go
State.
Utah State?
Yeah.
God, I think Utah State, I think they're not very good.
They won the regular season.
They're going down. TCU okay. will beat them handily.
So you're a Horned Frog.
The Mountain West will be down to one team after the first round this year. That'll be us. Saving the day again.
Again.
Later tonight, good game here. St. Mary's 6.5 over Grand Canyon. We had our buddy Sean Paul from the Field of 68. He was really high on Grand Canyon. Any Aztec fan will tell you that Grand Canyon is really good. They got some athletes.
Mm-hmm.
St. Mary's 6.5-point favorite. I need St. Mary's in my bracket, but since when did that ever stop me from losing? I'll take Grand Canyon here, plus 6.5.
Canyon
That's a lot
University.
Of points for them, I think.
There you go.
Who do you like?
I was going to say Grand Canyon, but isn't a lot of their success because they have one of the best home courts?
They do. They have a great, great home court advantage there. Their fans are crazy.
Rabid.
Yeah, crazy.
I'll go St. Mary's.
All right. Take the Gales.
The Gales, yes.
You're a Bay Area guy. Women's game tomorrow. The women's tournament is underway. We haven't talked a lot about it yet. Defending champion LSU opened with a victory over Rice. Just went final a little bit ago. You know, it's funny. I heard somebody mention this the other day. Men's tournament, coming into the tournament, everyone knows Zach Edey. We know Jaden Ledee, but who else does anybody really know?
Not many.
Women's tournament, Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, Juju Watkins.
A lot.
Right? Paige Beckers.
Yeah.
The bigger stars are actually in the women's tournament.
That's true. I didn't great think about
for,
it like that.
Great for women's basketball.
It is.
Opening round game tomorrow, Creighton is a 2.5-point favorite over the Mountain West champion, UNLV. UNLV's a 10 seed despite a 30-2 record and complete dominance over the last 2 years.
Am I first?
You're first.
I'm going to have to say UNLV. There's something strange about UNLV's seeding, so I'm going to say...
They're a 10 seed.
They're going
to
win.
Again, I have to root for the Mountain West because it's good for the Aztecs. I'm not really a big fan of that UNLV team. But I am a fan of how good they are.
Yeah.
And I think they can win a game this year. So I'll take them also. One more in the men's tonight. I put this in, or no, for tomorrow.
Okay.
It's a second round game, not tonight. Second round game tomorrow. I put this in for you. Arizona 9.5 over Dayton. Your Dayton Flyers. I'm impressed with Dayton. I mean, you're down 17 and you come back like that. You got to feel like maybe it's your year. Arizona can be so good, but so maddening.
Yes.
At times. I'm going to take Dayton.
Wow.
I know you're taking Dayton.
Yeah, because Arizona every single year screws me. There you go. Dayton.
That was a little harsh, but.
Why? Okay. They do. Every year I pick them to go far thinking, oh, this is going to be Arizona's year, and then they are out in the first round.
Well, maybe this will be the year that they go far now that you've
picked against them. Picked, yes, against probably.
Them. Lakers 7.5 over Sixers tonight.
Oh, we got one more.
The crypto.
Lakers 7.5 over the Sixers. Yes.
Lakers?
Yes. Sixers are so bad.
Sixers are bad. I'll take them in a surprise. Philadelphia.
All right.
Take the points there. Update scoreboard, 11.5 to play. Colorado 68, Florida 63. Update scoreboard, Auburn 55, Yale 48. So Auburn's gone back up by 7, 11 minutes to go. In that game, former Aztec Chad Baker Mazzara, played with the Aztecs, now plays with Auburn, was ejected for a flagrant 2 foul. He threw an elbow in the first half.
All right.
I don't know if that means that he would be ineligible to play in the game Sunday if they get there.
Yeah.
But when you're ejected for a flagrant 2 foul, you're out of this game.
Yes.
But will he be out for another game?
Like targeting where maybe you sit out the first half?
I don't think that would be the case.
That'll be interesting to see.
He averages 10 points a game. We remember him here. He's a good player. But he got the... He got the flagrant 2 for an elbow out of that game.
By the way, you know when I was trying to figure out the name of the three-point shooter for the Aztecs?
From a few years ago?
Yes.
Max somebody, yes. And I'm like, who's that?
It hit me on the way home from work. Max Montana. Remember Max Montana? He made a ton of threes.
I don't remember him.
You don't remember him?
For the Aztecs?
Yeah, he was with like Malik Pope and Trey Kell and that.
Max Montana?
Yes.
Wow.
Right. I think he shot a ton of threes.
All right. I'll have to check in with Ted Leitner when we have him on the show a little later. Mark Ziegler will also join us from Spokane, so we'll have complete coverage of the Aztecs win a little later in the show. More Gwen and Chris follows after traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
About 7 minutes left in the Auburn-Yale game. Yale's, you know, hanging in there. They're trailing by 7, 68-61. Favor of Auburn. Winner gets the Aztecs on Sunday. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Crisello, Mr. Scraby, 97.3 The Fan. Tony Gwynn Jr., idle today after making the trip home from South Korea with the Padres yesterday. The other game in progress, Colorado 79, Florida 72. About 7 minutes to go in that game. So keep an eye on your brackets. We'll keep an eye on them for you. Those are the two games that are in progress at this hour.
At this hour, yes.
At this hour. We got a couple of baseball stories to share with you. Because after all...
I'm getting into the mood.
Somebody... Bring me over some Cracker Jacks.
I'll give you a hot dog.
I'll tell you one thing. I won't eat the Cracker Jacks. I haven't eaten a Cracker Jack probably in 45 years.
Has anyone eaten a Cracker Jack in 45
years?
Really?
I know. It's a big deal, but I just don't even like them. Sorry, Cracker Jack, if you're out there.
What they taste like, honestly.
I really don't like them. Here's
Didn't
a couple
they have a prize in the bottom of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a while since I've eaten one of those. Maybe I should go get some. We'll eat some next week.
I'm not eating one because I know my stomach will go in disrepair. Couple of Major League Baseball notes. We got one on Juan Soto that you may find interesting in a second. First, Eduardo Rodriguez, big free agent signing by the Arizona Diamondbacks, will have to wait to make his debut. He has a lat strain. I know that you love stuff like that. Like, to you, a lat strain is like nothing. You should just keep playing.
Until I have a lat strain and then I can't get out of bed.
But he's got a lat strain. He's going to open the season on the injured list. Rodriguez was real good last year. 13-9 for the Tigers. 3.30. So that's a big-time left-hander. The Diamondbacks will not have at the beginning of the season. We told you Jackson Holliday has been sent down by the Orioles. He'll open the season in the minor leagues. Holliday did all right this spring, but Orioles want to take their time with this future star. Astros starter Justin Verlander going to throw BP next week.
Oh.
41 years old. The Astros are going to regret giving him all that money, right? You and I are agreement on that.
I think so.
I mean, he's breaking down. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
I don't want the guy to break down. He just is.
Did the Astros give him the money or did the Mets give him the money and the Astros took the contract?
Took him, yeah.
I think that's even worse.
A couple of other prospects. I'm hearing unbelievable things about Wyatt Langford of the Texas Rangers.
I've heard some things, too.
Yeah, he's apparently going to just be a great slugger. Grand slams, 5 home runs this spring. He is going to make the opening day roster, as is Jackson Chourio of the Milwaukee Brewers. Chourio is very similar to Jackson Merrill of the Padres, except he's they're both center fielders, okay. And they're both rookies, and they're both going to be starting an opening day.
All right.
Chourio is 20 years old. How old is Jackson Merrill?
20 years old.
All right, do you want any more? I just said they're very similar, and you go, how so? I just gave you like 14 reasons why they're similar.
What's their favorite cereal?
Cap'n Crunch, of course, okay. Just like everybody else.
I'll buy it.
All right. So there's a couple of quick notes. The other one is on Juan Soto. I'll let Scraby deliver this news about the former Padre, now Yankee diva. That's right. I said it. Diva.
I don't know what to make of this.
Scraby doesn't like this stuff.
But I don't. But I also have learned more. Well, I'll present both things.
If Tony was here, he would get mad at me for saying diva.
And he would
get mad at you for reading the story the way you're going to read it. But since
he's probably right.
He's probably right. But since he's not here,
we can
both pretend that Juan Soto is a diva.
All right. So Yankees reporter Brian Hawk. Not the Mike Hawk that was on Twitter a couple years ago, but this guy actually does report for the Yankees. He said, Juan Soto... Okay, let me start this over. The Yankees are going to Mexico City to play 2 exhibition games on Sunday and Monday.
Okay.
Juan Soto is not making the trip to Mexico City. Aaron Boone said that Soto will remain behind in Tampa to continue working on his swing. Also, they said the Yankees roster for Mexico City hasn't been finalized because players keep, quote-unquote, dropping off, according to Aaron Boone. Biggest names remaining, Giancarlo Stanton, Verdugo, Trevino, and Volpe.
I don't care about any of those guys. Let's get back to Juan Soto. He's not going on the trip.
To work on his swing.
Because he has to work on his swing. Now, with all due diva respect to Juan Soto, are you going to tell me that you can't work on your swing with the team in Mexico?
I think you can.
Is it against the law to swing a bat down there?
I think that he actually should be working with the team, unless the hitting coach is staying back, unless all the major league guys are staying back.
I don't get that. But then again, Juan Soto does his own thing.
He does.
And that's why I'm...
I think that he thinks, and I'm putting words into his mouth, but I think he thinks he's going to get $500 million, no questions asked. There's not going to be even anyone blinking at that ask. But I think there's going to be some teams that aren't going to do that.
Well, he's getting this money right now with the Yankees. He is regarded as the greatest player in the history of the sport. But I don't believe he's anywhere close to being a great teammate. And I agree with you, Scraby. I'm old school. Your team's going to Mexico City. You go to Mexico City.
Yeah.
You don't get to
stay
home.
Remember?
You don't get to stay home and work on your swing, which is clearly even Tony would agree, is clearly something you can do while you're in Mexico City.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need the surroundings of Tampa in order to work on your swing.
And what is he going to do?
Silly.
Pick up a bat and swing like three times?
It's kind of silly.
No, I'm just kidding. I know that he's working.
No, I know it's a big deal, but you're right. The coaches will most likely be in Mexico City. So how's he going to work on his swing when he's not there?
Oh, Brandon has a really great point on the chat. If you want to watch us, just search 97.3 The Fan on YouTube. After the offense, the Padres put him in Mexico City last year. I can't think of a better place to work on his swing. That's a good point.
Very good, Brandon.
I mean, if he's hitting home runs, it's going to make his swing even better.
Everybody knows the place I'm coming from here. I'm not a Juan Soto fan. So I'm always looking for stuff to back my point.
I'm not as
and this is going to back my point.
I'm not as serious about it as you, but I do think this stuff is like, why? And maybe there's more that we don't know, and that could be the truth, but...
Could be.
On surface level, it's weird.
5:14 left, Auburn by 6 over Yale. Still a chance for Yale to pull it out. Colorado, 8 points up on Florida. 7 minutes to go there. We're taking a quick timeout. When we come back, we have our countdown. That kind of jumped up on me, Scraby. You know what? I'm Tony prepared right now for the countdown.
Tony does, you know,
he does his countdown at the last minute.
He does.
I'm going to be doing mine at the last minute today.
Get over here.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
It's next.
What are we doing, by the way?
Next. All right. It's getting tense. Getting tense here in the Odyssey Talent Studios. Not going to lie. I'm rooting for Yale, big time. Like I said earlier, if the Aztecs are to have to play on Sunday, which they are, I'd rather draw the 13th seed Yale than a really talented Auburn. But right now, Auburn leads, but only by 4.
Yeah, Auburn looks good, though.
They do. That's what I'm saying. So I'd love to see Yale pull this out. 70-66 Auburn. 3:29 to play. We will certainly keep you up to date. Meanwhile, Colorado has opened up a little breathing room on Florida, 94-84. Excuse me, Colorado, 3:53 to play there. So two pretty good games here this afternoon. The other 6 from earlier today, including the Aztecs' victory over UAB, 69-65. All those games are final. There's 8 more games tonight, and
we're going to keep our eye on it, Chris. Okay, well, that was the cough button.
You know what I did is I coughed, then I hit the button and said, I should use the cough button. I did that completely backwards is what I did.
At least you have a cough button. Yeah. I don't even have one.
I'd mess that up. That's all right, okay. Sorry about that. That's we got okay. A countdown, though. It is basketball season. So our countdown has to do with basketball, but first a check of traffic.
It's now time for Gwen and Chris to rank their top 5 of the day.
Gonna grip and rip as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top 5 list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is the countdown, and it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Scraby, let's go to our countdown. Topic today, greatest basketball movies. Might as well. It's March Madness right now.
Yes, it is.
Going to count down our top 5 basketball movies of all time. I will tell you, in putting this countdown together, a bit hastily, but still putting it together, there really aren't a lot of all-time classic basketball movies.
No, mine are going to be silly, I think.
You're going to go silly.
Well, because those are the ones that I've liked.
All right, well, it's your list, so you can go however you want. Auburn, 70. Yale, 68. 2:53 to go.
Number 5.
Pins and needles in that game.
I know.
We'll keep you up to date as we count them down, starting with number 5. Scraby, what do you have?
First, I would like to tell everybody on the chat, if you have a movie, please let us know. We already have Hoosiers and Sunset Park. I've never seen Sunset Park. I also have to give you some honorable mentions. Semi-Pro with Will Ferrell is hilarious.
I thought it was stupid.
It is stupid, but it's hilarious.
Well, it can't be both.
Yes, it can.
Really?
Yes. And then a Marlon Wayans or Damon Wayans movie from back when I was a kid. The Sixth Man. He's in college and his brother dies and then his...
I thought you were going to go with Celtic Pride. Wasn't that the one where he got...
Just
he
wait.
Got, oh, you, that's on your list?
Just wait.
Oh, my goodness. All right, here we
but
go.
My actual number five is Air Bud. Okay. I love this movie. It is a basketball movie because Air Bud does play basketball in the movie, has valuable life lessons, it makes you feel good, and Air Bud's amazing.
Air Bud.
Have
who
you ever
the,
seen it?
Who is? Yeah, I think I have. Who okay. is the star of Air Bud?
Air Bud.
Mr.
The Mr. Bud.
Mr. Bud.
Yes.
You don't have a name for the dog?
His name is Bud.
All right.
I'm going to look this
Air
up,
Bud.
Though.
That's not great.
Wait a second.
It's better than mine, though. Number five for me, White Men Can't Jump. I think a lot of people probably would put that on their list of top five. I certainly liked it enough to see it once. I've never seen it again, but I remember I really liked it. Woody's great. Who's the other guy in there with him?
Wesley Snipes,
yeah, really good. It's quite a good street basketball movie. So I think it needed to be in the top five, but that's all I'm putting it. Five.
All right, number five. Let's go to the next.
Number four.
What's next, Scraby?
Number four? By the way, the dog, its name is Buddy. And the dog actually passed away here in San Diego.
Oh, my goodness.
A year
Why do you always have
movie?
To put a sad tag on everything?
Because it's San Diego.
You're killing
I
me
miss
with this
Buddy
stuff.
Buddy the dog. My number four is Celtic Pride.
It is.
Dan Aykroyd, and I can't remember the other
Daniel
guy's name.
Stern.
Yes, he
they
is.
They kidnap the best player on the Utah Jazz so that the Celtics can win the championship.
Yeah.
I have to be honest with you, as ridiculous as this premise is, I'm surprised nobody's ever tried this.
I know,
in the
right?
crazy, lunatic world in which we live in.
I don't think people can get close enough these days.
You know what I'm saying, though?
I do.
Well, you just say you're a pizza delivery guy, just like the way they poisoned Jordan that year.
Yeah, that's true.
Or they
really
supposedly
true.
Poisoned Jordan. All right.
So Celtic Pride. That
Celtic
was a great
Pride
and
number
at the
four
end,
for you.
They kidnapped Dion for the Patriots. It's great.
Oh, they did? I didn't see the end. Yeah. I didn't make it through the entire movie.
They jokingly kidnapped him. So.
All right. 2 minutes left. Yale's just taken a one-point lead. 73-72. Very difficult doing this countdown while we're watching this game.
Steal
for Yale.
That's why I'm not looking at it, Chris.
Yeah, I know. Don't look. We can't like call the last 2 minutes of the game here.
No, we can't.
But we're going to try to tell you everything that happened so that you can keep up with this potential next Aztec opponent. Well, it's not the potential. It is the Aztec's next opponent. Whoever wins this game, it'll be Yale or Auburn.
Don't worry. It'll be over in a half hour because it's minute
There's a minute left. Yeah, you're right. This Yale Kai's just, I mean, you talk about one-on-one.
That was a terrible shot.
But they got it back. We're doing play-by-play,
yeah,
even though we're not supposed to.
I'll just name out. You want to do your
No,
thing?
Number four for me is Hustle.
Oh!
It was a newer movie, and it's out on Netflix. And if you haven't seen it, Adam Sandler plays a scout.
For the Sixers.
For the Sixers, who has basically been run through the ringer his entire life. He's never been given the right opportunity. Because of fraternization, other people have passed him and got better jobs.
Yep.
And he goes down to wherever, Dominican Republic or somewhere, I forget exactly. But he finds this gem of a player, and he tries to tell everybody that this is the guy that's going to change everything. And everybody thinks he's a quack.
Yeah.
And he's not. The guy he has is that good. And there's some great scenes in the movie between the player in question, who is the athlete that Adam Sandler is trying to bring to the Sixers.
Oh, it's Spain.
Spain, okay. But he's going up against Ant-Man.
Yes.
Anthony Edwards is the bad guy in the movie.
His name's Kermit in the movie.
Whatever, but it's Ant-Man.
I just love it.
There's some great scenes, and Adam Sandler does a terrific job. I really liked it.
I did too.
Like, I should maybe even get it higher than four, but I'll put it four for now.
I'm glad you put
really
it on
good.
There because I didn't and I forgot about it, but that is an amazing movie.
It's really good.
The
it's on Netflix. If you're looking for a good one, I think it's Netflix. I mean,
yeah,
it could
no,
be something
Netflix.
Else. But if you're looking for some good movie to watch this weekend, you can do a whole lot worse than watching Hustle.
Didn't they say
I'll be
his
honest
nickname
with you,
was like Cuban Missile or he wanted his nickname to be Cuban Missile?
By the way, I don't like the name of the movie, Hustle. It doesn't tell me anything.
I guess it's because he hustles through the player, but the player is an actual NBA player. He's a great actor.
Oh, yeah, he's good. Yeah, he plays in the NBA right now with somebody as a backup.
Do you know how that all came about? Like, they were looking for someone. His agent said, you want to try this? He said, sure. And then he got cast in the movie.
He did a good job. The game, Yale game, we haven't forgotten about it. They're in a timeout. So go ahead, Scraby, with the countdown with number three.
Is a Whoopi Goldberg movie.
Oh, goodness. Come on.
Eddie.
Really? Eddie?
The one where isn't she becomes her name the Knicks coach.
Yes. Stupidity.
It's so good.
You love dumb movies.
Well,
I should have known
movies
this.
Like that came out when I was a kid. And they I should have known for this. Me.
I should have known that these are the movies you would pick.
Eddie is a great movie.
It's not.
It is.
Not even close.
Have you ever seen it?
I've tried to see it. Couldn't stay with it.
Yes.
I think that tells you all you need to know.
Of the New York Knicks.
Yeah,
in
I know
1996.
She does. Yeah.
So, yeah, this was my age right here. I was like 12.
I will tell you that the Ranker website doesn't even consider that a top 40 basketball movie.
Thanks, Chris.
Eddie.
It's my list. It's not the Ranker list.
Well, I'm just telling you. Number three for me is He Got Game. Here's the thing with He Got Game.
Oh, that's
Ray Allen is fantastic in it.
Yeah.
And it's a great story of, you know, what you get when you're trying to make it to the big time, and you are big time. But the best thing is you got Denzel Washington in the movie. I mean, that legitimizes everything as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Denzel's fantastic. And Jesus Shuttlesworth, my friends. Yes, Ray Allen, the next superstar.
Yeah.
At the time. At least, you see, to me, if you're going to do a basketball movie, you get somebody like Ray Allen to play basketball. It looks legit.
And he can act.
And then you get Denzel Washington, who can act.
Yeah.
And he can act.
And it's great all the way around.
So there you have it. That's my number three.
We got some suggestions on the chat. Like Mike.
Well, let's wait till the countdown's over.
Okay.
We might name one of
you're
these.
You're going to put Like Mike on your list?
Pretty unlikely.
Okay, good.
Number two.
Okay. My number two is the original Space Jam. Yeah. Everybody get up. It's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. You're not going to join me?
I don't know the song.
It's a great movie. Michael Jordan was in it. It's Looney Tunes. The new one is not as good. But I got to say, I've watched the old one with my nieces recently, and the old one does not hold up at all.
Yeah, but Newman's in it from
Newman
Seinfeld.
Newman is in it, and he's pretty funny in it.
He's usually funny.
He really wants to play, and he gets flattened, which is hilarious. They put a pump in his mouth to get him pumped up. But anyway, Space Jam.
Space Jam number two. The Yale-Auburn game. Auburn ball, 46 seconds left. Yale by one. 73-72. Auburn, I think, going to the free throw line here, though. Number two for me, I asked you if this was okay. You laughed. I'm going with it. Teen Wolf.
Hey.
Teen Wolf. Michael J. Fox turns into a werewolf, and when he does, he's unstoppable as a high school basketball player. Like,
yes.
Unstoppable.
Yes.
I don't know why. The premise is ridiculous. I mean, absurd. But I enjoyed the movie. Like, I couldn't turn the channel. And Michael J. Fox back in the day was, you know, one of the best guys you had going out there as an actor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he makes it somehow believable / watchable. Teen Wolf. Again, you could do worse this weekend than by renting Teen Wolf.
Yeah, you're right. You could rent Teen Wolf or you can rent Eddie and you won't go wrong. with Michael J. Fox, was he in Three's Company?
Michael J. Fox? No, that was...
What was the TV show he was in?
Oh, yeah, he was in Family Ties.
Family Ties. Okay,
yeah.
So did you know that he was so in demand for Family Ties or for acting jobs that when he would work his Family Ties job, he would have to go right to Back to the Future set, and it was hours in between. So the movie studio hired a driver, and they put a bed in the back of a van, and he would just sleep in the bed on the way to each spot. Like, that seems hectic to me.
Michael J. Fox, he posted.
He posted. Is
back
that our new thing today? Posted.
They're in an official review with 46 seconds left. We haven't forgotten the Yale-Auburn game for those that are driving along trying to get an update.
All right.
Nothing to update you on, so we can give you the number one
yes
basketball movie.
Number one. You got some people loving Teen Wolf.
All right, good. A little support.
My number one, you already mentioned it. He Got Game.
He Got Game.
I love that movie.
Number one.
I can watch that movie right now. I can watch it anytime it's on. It is such a good movie, and Denzel's great in it. So, there you go.
All right. My number one is always been my number one basketball movie.
Hoosiers.
It is not Hoosiers. Hoosiers didn't even make my list. I think Hoosiers is a very obvious movie. I think it's just, there's nothing that interests me about Hoosiers.
Hoosiers.
The real story of Hoosiers I liked. The movie version of Hoosiers, not so much. My favorite basketball movie is called One on One. It's released in 1977 with Robbie Benson. He is a young recruit at Western University, which is basically then UCLA. And it's the trials and tribulations of a young man trying to become a star college basketball player in the late 70s. And it's terrific. It's great basketball, great story, heartfelt type thing, tearjerker, love story. It's got a little of everything. Now, I was talking about the people at Ranker. They only rank it the 24th best basketball movie. So I'm kind of alone on this one, but I recommend it One on One. The whole movie was filmed at Moby Arena at Colorado State, by the way.
All right.
Which is just another addendum to it.
All right. We ready for some of the chat?
No, I want to update the Yale-Auburn thing. Auburn missed a free throw. Yale got fouled. They hit two free throws. It is currently Yale 75, Auburn 72.
Is this happening again, Chris?
Are we going to get lucky again?
Is this
again?
Happening again?
45 seconds left. Auburn ball. They trail by three. I can't really do play-by-play.
No, but they still have the ball.
But I'll tell you what happens. Auburn missed, but a foul. So they'll get two free throws. Yale leads by three. Go to the chat. What
All right,
got?
So one of them was, Jorge says, the air up there with Kevin Bacon. That is a great one. He goes to, I believe,
That's
Africa
where he goes to Africa.
Yes.
And teaches them basketball?
Yes, I love that movie. Thank you for saying that, Jorge.
All right.
Addicted to Fishing says Blue Chips.
Blue Chips.
I was
made,
too young for
Blue
it.
Blue Chips got my best of the rest.
Honorable
I wrote
mention.
It down, but it didn't quite make my cut. But Shaq is very good in Blue Chips. Nick Nolte is the coach, and very Bobby Knight-like in the day.
Yes. Lamar says Above the Rim with Tupac in it. It's been a while since I've seen that.
Yeah,
but
I don't recall that
it.
One too well.
Jorge says again, Juana Man. No, Jorge. I cannot get behind Juana Man. It has a worse score than Eddie on Rotten Tomatoes. So, there you go. That's my thing.
You're ragging on your own movie there.
Flubber is...
Flubber?
That's not a basketball movie.
Is that Jerry
everyone.
Lewis?
No, that's with Eddie Murphy.
Oh, that's not... Oh, Flubber was a...
That was Robin Williams.
Okay. I think we're kind of going a little crazy
here,
now at this
one.
Point.
Joe said Coach Carter.
All right, Coach Carter's okay.
Yeah. J-Mac says... Like Mike.
All right, everybody, thank you for contributing. That is our list of the greatest basketball movies. We probably mentioned a great one or two somewhere in there.
The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh, is that a basketball movie?
It is. Dr. J's in that
oh,
way
that's
back
right,
when.
That's right. Okay.
Auburn just hit two free throws. Yale by one. 33 seconds to play, and it's Yale ball. Are the Aztecs going to get to face Yale instead of Auburn? They might.
Mm.
Colorado, by the way, has seen its lead trimmed to two by Florida.
That's a good point.
99-97 with 14 seconds remaining.
That's a good point.
Colorado on the free throw line. We got two games coming down to the end. Colorado hits the free throw. But now Florida will have the ball down three. They were just down by 14.
They were.
The last time I looked over there.
Hi. College basketball amazes me.
Some of these games have been off the charts. We're going to break here, but let's see what happens with Florida trying to tie it. A deep three. Good. Oh, my goodness. About a 40-footer. Ties the game at 100. 9 seconds left. Colorado ball. Timeout.
Wow.
I'll tell you what happens
shot.
When we come back. That was a deep three, baby.
Baby.
Baby. All right. Yale by one. Colorado, Florida tied. The madness. And Chris versus the fans when Gwen and Chris continues.
It's
It's now time for Gwen and Chris to rank their top five of the day.
Gonna grip and rip as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top five list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is the countdown. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Straby, let's go to our countdown. Topic today, greatest basketball movies. Might as well. It's March Madness right now.
Yes, it is.
Going to count down our top five basketball movies of all time. I will tell you, in putting this countdown together, a bit hastily, but still putting it together, there really aren't a lot of all-time classic basketball movies.
No, mine are going to be silly, I think.
You're going to go silly.
Well, because those are the ones that I've liked.
All right, well, that's your list, so you can go however you want. Auburn, 70. Yale, 68. 2:53 to go.
Number five.
Pins and needles in that game.
I know.
We'll keep you up to date as we count them down, starting with number five. Scraby, what do you have?
First, I would like to tell everybody on the chat, if you have a movie, please let us know. We already have Hoosiers and Sunset Park. I've never seen Sunset Park. I also have to give you some honorable mentions. Semi-Pro with Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
Is hilarious.
I thought it was stupid.
It is stupid, but it's hilarious.
Well, it can't be both.
Yes, it can.
Really?
Yes. And then a Damon Wayans movie from back when I was a kid, The Sixth Man. He's in college and his brother dies, and then his
I thought you were going to go with Celtic Pride. Wasn't that the one where that's on your list?
Just wait.
Oh my goodness. All right, here we go.
But my actual number five is Air Bud. I love this movie. It is a basketball movie because Air Bud does play basketball in the movie, has valuable life lessons, it makes you feel good, and Air Bud's amazing.
Air Bud.
Have you ever seen it?
I think I have. Who is the star of Air Bud?
Air Bud.
Mr. Bud. Mr. Bud.
Yes.
You don't have a name for the dog?
His name is Bud.
All right.
I'm going to look this
Air
up,
Bud.
Though.
That's not great.
Wait a second.
It's better than mine, though. Number five for me, White Men Can't Jump. I think a lot of people probably would put that on their list of top five. I certainly liked it enough to see it once. I've never seen it again, but I remember I really liked it. Woody's great. Who's the other guy in there with him?
Wesley Snipes,
yeah, really good. It's quite a good street basketball movie. So I think it needed to be in the top five, but that's all I'm putting it. Five.
All right, number five. Let's go to the next.
What's next, Scraby?
By the way, the dog, its name is Buddy. And the dog actually passed away here in San Diego.
Oh, my goodness.
Why
do you always have to put a sad tag on everything?
Because it's San Diego.
You're killing me with this stuff.
Buddy the dog. My number four is Celtic Pride.
It is.
Dan Aykroyd, and I can't remember the other
guy's name. Daniel Stern.
Yes, he is.
They kidnap the best player on the Utah Jazz so that the Celtics can win the championship.
Yeah.
I have to be honest with you, as ridiculous as this premise is, I'm surprised nobody's ever tried this.
I know,
in the crazy, lunatic world in which we live in.
I don't think people can get close enough these days.
You know what I'm saying, though?
I do.
Well, you just say you're a pizza delivery guy, just like the way they poisoned Jordan that year.
Yeah, that's true.
Or they really poisoned Jordan. All right.
So Celtic Pride. That
Celtic
was a great
Pride
and
number
at the
four
end,
for you.
They kidnapped Dion for the Patriots. It's great.
Oh, they did. I didn't see the end. Yeah. I didn't make it through the entire movie.
They jokingly kidnap him. So.
All right. 2 minutes left. Yale's just taken a one-point lead. 73-72. Very difficult doing this countdown while we're watching this game.
Steal
for Yale.
That's why I'm not looking at it, Chris.
Yeah, I know. Don't look. We can't like call the last 2 minutes of the game here.
No, we can't.
But we're going to try to tell you everything that happened so that you can keep up with this potential next Aztec opponent. Well, it's not the potential. It is the Aztec's next opponent. Whoever wins this game, it'll be Yale or Auburn.
Don't worry. It'll be over in a half hour because it's minute.
There's a minute left. Yeah, you're right. This Yale guy is just, I mean, you talk about one-on-one.
That was a terrible shot.
But they got it back. We're doing play-by-play, even though we're not supposed to.
I'll just name, do you want to do your
No,
thing?
Number four for me is Hustle.
Oh!
It was a newer movie, and it's out on Netflix. And if you haven't seen it, Adam Sandler plays a a scout
for the Sixers.
For the Sixers, who has basically been run through the ringer his entire life. He's never been given the right opportunity. Because of fraternization, other people have passed him and got better jobs.
Yep.
And he goes down to wherever, Dominican Republic or somewhere, I forget exactly. But he finds this gem of a player, and he tries to tell everybody that this is the guy that's going to change everything. And everybody thinks he's a quack.
Yeah.
And he's not. The guy he has is that good. And there's some great scenes in the movie between the player in question, who is the athlete that Adam Sandler is trying to bring to the Sixers.
Oh, it's Spain.
Spain, okay. But he's going up against Ant-Man.
Yes.
Anthony Edwards is the bad guy in the movie.
His name's Kermit in the movie.
Whatever, but yeah, it's Ant-Man.
Just love it. Just love
and there's some great scenes, and Adam Sandler does a terrific job. I really liked it.
I did too.
Like, I should maybe even get it higher than 4, but I'll put it 4 for now.
I'm glad you put really it on good. There because I didn't and I forgot about it, but that is an amazing movie.
It's really good. It's on Netflix. If you're looking for a good one, I think it's Netflix. I mean,
yeah,
it could
no,
be something else. But if you're looking for some good movie to watch this weekend, you can do a whole lot worse than watching Hustle.
Didn't they say
I'll be
his
honest
nickname
with
was like Cuban Missile, or he wanted his nickname to be Cuban Missile?
By the way, I don't like the name of the movie, Hustle. It doesn't tell me anything.
I guess it's because he hustles through the player, but the player is an actual NBA player. He's a great actor.
Oh, yeah, he's good. Yeah, he plays in the NBA right now with somebody as a backup.
Do you know how that all came about? Like, they were looking for someone. His agent said, you want to try this? He said, sure. And then he got cast in the movie.
He did a good job. The game, yay old game, we haven't forgotten about it. They're in a timeout. So go ahead, Scraby, with the countdown with number three.
Number three is a Whoopi Goldberg movie.
Oh, goodness. Come on.
Eddie.
Really? Eddie?
The one where
isn't
she
her
becomes
name
the Knicks
yes,
coach.
Yes. Stupidity.
It's so good.
You love dumb movies.
Well,
I should have known
movies
this.
Like that came out when I was a kid. And
I should have
known for
this.
Me.
I should have known that these would be the movies you would pick.
Eddie is a great movie.
It's not.
It is.
Not even close.
Have you ever seen it?
I've tried to see it. Couldn't stay with it.
Yes.
I think that tells you all you need to know.
Of the New York Knicks
yeah,
in
I know
1996.
She does. Yeah.
So, yeah, this was my age right here. I was like 12.
I will tell you that the Ranker website doesn't even consider that a top 40 basketball movie.
Thanks, Chris.
Eddie.
It's my list. It's not the Ranker list.
Well, I'm just telling you. Number three for me is He Got Game. Here's the thing with He Got Game.
Oh, that's
Ray Allen
movie.
Is fantastic
yeah,
in it.
Yeah.
And it's a great story of, you know, what you get when you're trying to make it to the big time, and you are big time. But the best thing is you got Denzel Washington in the movie. I mean, that legitimizes everything as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Denzel's fantastic. And
Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Jesus Shuttlesworth, my friends. Yes, Ray Allen, the next superstar.
Yeah.
At the time. At least, you see, to me, if you're going to do a basketball movie, you get somebody like Ray Allen to play basketball. It looks legit.
And he can act.
And then you get Denzel Washington, who can act.
Yeah.
And he can act.
And it's great all the way around.
So there you have it. That's my number three.
We got some suggestions on the chat. Like Mike.
Well, let's wait till the countdown's over.
Okay. Right.
We might name one of
you're
these.
You're going to put Like Mike on your list?
Pretty unlikely.
Okay, good.
Number two.
Okay. My number two is the original Space Jam. Yeah. Everybody get up, it's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. You're not going to join me?
I don't know the song.
It's a great movie. Michael Jordan was in it. It's Looney Tunes. The new one is not as good. But I got to say, I've watched the old one with my nieces recently, and the old one does not hold up at all.
Yeah, but Newman's in it from
Newman
Seinfeld.
Newman is in it, and he's pretty funny in it.
He's usually funny.
He really wants to play, and he gets flattened, which is hilarious. They put a pump in his mouth to get him pumped up. But anyway, Space Jam.
Space Jam number two. The Yale-Auburn game. Auburn ball, 46 seconds left. Yale by one. 73-72. Auburn, I think, going to the free throw line here, though. Number two for me, I asked you if this was okay. You laughed. I'm going with it. Teen Wolf.
Hey.
Teen Wolf. Michael J. Fox turns into a werewolf, and when he does, he's unstoppable as a high school basketball player. Like,
yes.
Unstoppable.
Yes.
I don't know why. The premise is ridiculous. I mean, absurd. But I enjoyed the movie. Like, I couldn't turn the channel. And Michael J. Fox back in the day was, you know, one of the best guys you had going out there as an actor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he makes it somehow believable slash watchable. Teen Wolf. Again, you could do worse this weekend than by renting Teen Wolf.
Yeah, you're right. You could rent Teen Wolf or you can rent Eddie and you won't go wrong. with Michael J. Fox, was he in Three's Company?
Michael J. Fox? No, that was...
What was the TV show he was in?
Oh, yeah. He was in Family Ties.
Family Ties. Okay, yeah. So did you know that he was so in demand for Family Ties or for acting jobs that when he would work his Family Ties job, he would have to go right to Back to the Future set, and it was hours in between. So the movie studio hired a driver, and they put a bed in the back of a van, and he would just sleep in the bed on the way to each spot. Like, that seems hectic to me.
Michael J. Fox, he posted.
He posted. Is that our new thing today? Posted.
They're in an official review with 46 seconds left. We haven't forgotten the Yale-Auburn game for those that are driving along trying to get an update.
All right.
Nothing to update you on, so we can give you the number one basketball move.
Hey, you got some people loving Teen Wolf.
All right, good. A little support.
My number one, you already mentioned it. He Got Game.
I love
that movie.
Number one.
I can watch that movie right now. I can watch it anytime it's on. It is such a good movie, and Denzel's great in it. So, there you go.
All right. My number one is always been my number one basketball movie.
Hoosiers.
It is not Hoosiers. Hoosiers didn't even make my list. I think Hoosiers is a very obvious movie. I think it's just, there's nothing that interests me about Hoosiers.
Hoosiers.
The real story of Hoosiers I liked. The movie version of Hoosiers, not so much. My favorite basketball movie is called One-on-One. It was released in 1977 with Robbie Benson. He is a young recruit at Western University, which is basically then UCLA. And it's the trials and tribulations of a young man trying to become a star college basketball player in the late 70s. And it's terrific. It's great basketball, great story, heartfelt type thing, tearjerker, love story. It's got a little of everything. Now, I was talking about the people at Ranker. They only rank it the 24th best basketball movie. So I'm kind of alone on this one, but I recommend it One-on-One. The whole movie was filmed at Moby Arena at Colorado State, by the way.
All right.
Which is just another addendum to it.
All right, we ready for some of the chat?
No, I want to update the Yale-Auburn thing. Auburn missed a free throw. Yale got fouled. They hit two free throws. It is currently Yale 75, Auburn 72.
Is this happening again, Chris?
Are we going to get lucky again?
Is this happening again?
45 seconds left. Auburn ball. They trail by three. I can't really do play-by-play.
No, but they still have the ball.
But I'll tell you what happens. Auburn missed, but a foul. So they'll get two free throws. Yale leads by three. Go to the chat. What
All right,
got?
So one of them was, Jorge says, the air up there with Kevin Bacon. That is a great one. He goes to, I believe,
That's
Africa
where he goes to Africa.
Yes.
And teaches them basketball?
Yes, I love that movie. Thank you for saying that, Jorge.
All right.
Addicted to Fishing says Blue Chips.
Blue Chips.
I was
made,
too young for it.
Blue Chips got my best of the rest.
Honorable
I wrote
mention.
It down, but it didn't quite make my cut. But Shaq is very good in Blue Chips. Nick Nolte is the coach, and very Bobby Knight-like in the day.
Yes. Lamar says Above the Rim with Tupac in it. It's been a while since I've seen that.
Yeah,
but I
don't recall that one too well.
Jorge says again, Juana Man. No, Jorge. I cannot get behind Juana Man. It has a worse score than Eddie on Rotten Tomatoes. So, there you go. That's my thing.
You're ragging on your own movie there.
Flubber is...
Flubber?
That's not a basketball movie.
Is that Jerry
everyone.
Lewis?
No, that's with Eddie Murphy.
Oh, that's not... Oh, Flubber was a...
Oh, no, wait. That was Robin Williams.
Okay. I think we're kind of going a little crazy
here,
now
here's another
at this
one.
Point.
Joe said Coach Carter.
All right, Coach Carter's okay.
Yeah. J-Mac says... Like Mike.
All right, everybody, thank you for contributing. That is our list of the greatest basketball movies. We probably mentioned a great one or two somewhere in there.
The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh, is that a basketball movie?
It is. Dr. J is in that
oh,
way
that's
back
right.
when.
That's right. Okay.
Auburn just hit two free throws. Yale by one. 33 seconds to play, and it's Yale ball. Are the Aztecs going to get to face Yale instead of Auburn? They might. Mm. Colorado, by the way, has seen its lead trimmed to 2 by Florida.
That's a good point.
99-97 with 14 seconds remaining.
That's a good point.
Colorado on the free throw line. We got two games coming down to the end. Colorado hits the free throw. But now Florida will have the ball down 3. They were just down by 14.
They were.
The last time I looked over there.
Hi. College basketball amazes me.
Some of these games have been off the charts. We're going to break here, but let's see what happens with Florida trying to tie it. A deep 3. Good. Oh, my goodness. About a 40-footer. Ties the game at 100. 9 seconds left. Colorado ball. Timeout.
Wow.
I'll tell you what happens when we come back. That was a deep 3, baby.
Baby.
Baby. All right, Yale by 1. Colorado, Florida tied. The madness. And Chris versus the fans when Gwen and Chris continues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.